Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
We're going to have a little chat.
Just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
That's right. I'm Scott Jagow and Stuart McMillan. We're co-hosting Total Information AM.
You can't get away from us.
Yeah. And this is what happens. We chat with Stu Mack. So
we're doing a live edition of
A live edition in 2025.
I mean, I feel like I'm in the future. Right now.
I don't know what
that like
means.
I'm traveling in through space and time. And it's bending and...
Well, I wanted to ask you, because you've been a reporter all year, and you take photographs.
Yes.
Can you call them that these days?
Yeah, photos,
digital,
pics,
yeah,
posts
on your phone.
On Twitter.
But I was thinking, I wanted to ask you if you had any from the past year that kind of stood out and you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, probably the number one photo of the year that stood out to me. We had a hostage situation at the Drury Hotel this past year, and there was a particular picture of, I took a picture of the building when it happened, and around the back I got a picture of some guys grappling down into the hotel room and things. But as I turn to my right, in a bucket truck, there's a man sitting in the bucket, hoisted into the air, and... This is beneath the shadow of the arch and the old cathedral, and there's a man holding a sniper rifle, a police officer, holding a sniper rifle aimed at the hotel. And I was just taken back by that, just that scene, that image. You have the arch, this beautiful arch, with the steeple of the old cathedral in the middle, and a guy holding a sniper rifle. And it was just very surreal. It didn't really make sense, in my brain as I'm taking the photo. But that was one that probably stuck out to me the most from this year. And it was Robert Cohen from the Post-Dispatch took a very similar picture. Probably won an award for it because he can get in with that, that
right.
big lens of his
right.
and get real close in there. And he got a really nice shot of it as well. It was kind of a surreal moment, and the incident was resolved. They were able to apprehend the man who was, holding back a couple of kids and a wife in a hotel room, and it was resolved peacefully.
Well, thankfully for that.
Yeah.
Thankful for that. But we have been seeing images similar to that throughout this past year and years prior, because we had an attempted assassination of a former president twice.
Yeah.
Just in the last few months. And we've had other incidences with, shooting a CEO to death. We've had just a lot of violence that revolves around politics and business.
And in seeing that sniper, trained on the building, that's not normal. And it shouldn't be normal to us as we're walking by and seeing it there, but just the optics of it being under the arch. And, you know, as the many folks say, St. Louis is the most dangerous city in the world. And then now here's a picture of
that
a guy.
It
doesn't help things when they have to hold a sniper rifle trained on a hotel.
But, any other photos that stood out?
Yeah, there are so many. There was one that I'm just failing to find, but I'll just talk about where the guy was wearing multiple cowboy hats at Busch Stadium, trying stealing
multiple
things.
Cowboy hats.
Yeah, he had a ton of and there was also a. What was sombrero? He was wearing sombreros, and he was stealing things from inside Ballpark Village. And he was just walking around, moseying around, and he had like four or five hats on, and all these beads all over him. You know, one of those like cardinal chain things. I don't know. I wouldn't buy one of those, but he wanted it so bad that he had to break into this place. There's a fantastic video. There was also a day where a St. Louis City police officer ran into another car at the intersection here at Tucker. And then as I was shooting that with my camera, a video, a tow truck came by, and it was pulling a St. Louis City fire truck all in the same moment. I'm like, what is happening around here?
I ask that myself every day I come to work.
What is happening around here? Yeah. That's actually a new segment that we might do on Chat with Stu Mac.
2025.
What's happening around here?
There we go.
We may do more later.
Okay.
We'll maybe do more photos later.
Yeah, we do Chat with Sumac every Sunday morning at 6:50. We actually also run it on Saturday mornings at 6:50 in the morning. So stay tuned for that.
Dose chats.
We will be doing it all year round.
Yeah, it will do another year.
And we might add something called What's Happening Around Here?
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Your wedding is a day you'll remember forever. And your fiancé? Your fiancé deserves a suit that feels just as special as the moment you say I do. At Nick's, we've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and we specialize in helping weddings own their suits for about the same price as a rental. That means not only will your fiancé look amazing on your wedding day, but we'll have a suit that can be worn for years to come. Let us make this the easiest and most meaningful part of planning your wedding. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu. It's a weekly feature we do on the weekends. Stu and I, you know, we have no plans, ever.
That's the great thing about this segment, because we kind of just jump in, and whatever's on our mind, we chat about, and that's kind of really how it started. What's on my mind, what's on your mind? Yeah. And what's been on my mind is what's been happening in the last year. What I've been covering on the streets of St. Louis and in the area, and when I take photos and take video and put it on Twitter, or formerly known as Twitter, now X. Excuse me, sorry, I forgot I gotta say that every time. So this past year, we talked about some photos earlier, and I was walking along Marshall Avenue, Webster Groves, a longtime resident, Mark Reese. We were looking at flood damage. The floodwaters were just pouring through back in early November, and were putting parks underwater and even some homes there. But we made a great discovery. Here's a clip of that.
I'm here, Mr. Reese.
It's a little early for this, but on a day like today, I may just go home and hide and...
We were just walking along here. There's some damage here. There's obviously a massive flood going on over here. And then we come over here,
and look,
and there's Busch beer untouched, folks. Completely untouched. And there you have it. I think we're getting some fun here, Mr.
So,
you know what?
What?
That Busch beer is in the refrigerator here.
What? It's still here?
Yeah.
I saved it from that day.
I know. It's still in the fridge.
Does it have the mud on it still? Because it had mud all over it.
I think it's been cleaned off.
Cleaned off? Somebody cleaned it off?
Right.
So we still have...
I don't know how good those beers are, but they're in the fridge.
Well, and Mr. Reese had a tough day. He had some water in his basement, and we found about 6 or 7 cans that were untouched, completely fine, that had washed away from someone. I felt bad for whoever's beer it was there in Webster Groves, but Mr. Reese and I,
cracked one open.
We didn't crack one open right there. No, I was still on duty
okay.
for KMOX, to be clear. Beth,
all right, Stu, we believe you.
Another big event this year was in Chesterfield as they were demolishing the starting to demolish the mall in Chesterfield, which is very iconic for many, many people. And, of course, I was there covering that and got a little video of that. There it is, the Chesterfield sign. There above the main entrance to the mall, and there are two big, giant excavators clawing away at it.
Just destruction.
Absolute destruction.
You know, we were talking about looking back through photos, and photographs are my favorite art form.
Mm.
And I love the fact that it captures literally one moment in time. And I was just thinking about the one of my favorite exhibits at the History Museum was they had the Pulitzer Prize winning photos from every single year.
Wow.
Going back. And it was so remarkable. I stood there and looked at those photos for a couple of hours. And, you know, they tell a story just for 1 second, one image.
Yeah.
And some of them were local. In fact, they had a whole part that was about the 2014 Ferguson situation.
Mm.
And the rest of it was Pulitzer Prize winning, you know, the one winner from each year. And so when you're doing this, I'm thinking about that kind of thing. I love photographs.
Okay, the last one I have, and then we got to go probably, was the big boy came to Union Station. And I got a video of this, and it went viral like crazy. It had like thousands upon thousands of views with just the big boy coming to St. Louis.
Listen to that.
So the length of the thing equaled to 3.5 school buses parked end to end. And it was on way to DeSoto at the time and then ended up in Colorado by October. But it came through here in St. Louis. My son was pulled out of school by my wife.
He loves trains.
He's a train crazy. He's train crazy. and so there's tracks right behind the school there. And she took him out and in his third hour of school. And she returned him back to school in the same hour. Like, that's how quick it happened. She got there right in time to see the big boy come through. And, of course, he was really excited. And there's just something about big trains that just we all get excited about. And that was one of the great moments this year.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm a train geek myself. And I remember I remember when your son, you took him to the airport to watch like a 747
land.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the only ones that was happening at that time. And he was, you know, yelling about how
it buttered.
Mind was blown that he got to see it live and in person. So, yeah, we need to go back and do that again. Now he's playing crazy. He was train crazy.
Now he's just playing crazy. All right, chat with Stumac every Sunday morning at 6:50. Don't miss it.